98.3 The Coast, the best mix, and the best mix in the morning show. I'm Zach East with your Coast Social Network on the air, brought to you by the Mason Jar Cafe in the heart of the Benton Harbor Arts District. Local, organic, farm fresh. And on Wednesday mornings, we speak with our friends at Berrien Community Foundation. Susan Matheny is the program manager at Berrien Community Foundation, and Bill Downey is the communications manager at the Cook Plant and the Heart of Cook Foundation. And this morning, we're kind of revisiting what we talked about a bit last week, which was the Heart of Cook Foundation. We talked a bit about some of the competitive grants and things that are going on. But the foundation also has a great history of creating some new and interesting things. And so Susan Matheny's here to help us kind of help set the stage for something new and interesting that the Heart of Cook Foundation is putting together. What's going on, Susan?
Hello, thank you so much for having us to talk about this really exciting new program. As you know, I've said before, Berrien Community Foundation's one of our main goals is to help resources in the community meet needs in the community. And one of the ways we do this, of course, is by providing grants, grant programs through the Berrien Community Foundation endowments. But another unique and interesting way that we help put dollars into the community and help those resources meet needs is we provide services to other organizations who want to have a philanthropic reach into the community. For example, we provide administrative services to the Upton, the Frederick S. Upton Foundation, and and individuals and others who want that. But one of our longstanding partners that we provide services and work with, and certainly one of our great friends, is the Heart of Cook Foundation, which is the giving arm of the Cook Plant. And so we have, since 2003, been running a competitive grant program for them. And so now we're here today to talk about the newest grant program that we're going to be, that we're launching with them. It's the Heart of Cook Earth Day grant program.
And Bill Downey, can you tell us a little bit about, you know, the history of Earth Day actually being a part of the Cook Plant for quite some time, but now this is turning into an actual grant program that Berrien Community Foundation, again, is hoping and helping to put together?
Absolutely. Actually, we're really excited about it. We were doing Earth Day projects, or actually giving away, you know, a few hundred dollars here and there on Earth Day to schools or other nonprofits to basically plant trees or do some landscaping, just something that got people out in nature and the typical thing that you would think of during Earth Day. And that was all nice and well and good. But the folks in our environmental department said, you know, we really ought to do something more substantial, because there's more than just planting trees. And we have a lot of really brilliant folks in our community that are doing great things, that are providing sustainable environmental help within the community here, particularly around water projects. That's very important to us, because we live on the lake, and Cook Plant is right on the lake, and we use a lot of water, and protecting our water supply and the integrity is very important. So that's kind of a key element of this. And they said, well, let's see what the community can come up with some great ideas to honor Earth Day. And so we instituted a $5,000 grant to whatever project seems it's going to be a really cool, fun thing to do to celebrate Earth Day. And we're going to give that money away on Earth Day for a project that will happen hopefully soon after. But we would give it away on Earth Day to celebrate that day.
All right. And so this program, of course, like every grant program that BCF is a part of, has some requirements for folks to be aware of. So, Susie, could you run through some of those for us, for folks that might be interested in perhaps applying?
Sure. As Bill said, we're definitely looking for projects that have possibly a STEM involvement, can demonstrate a lasting sustainability component, and or especially supports groundwater sustainability or protecting our water sources. And eligible entities or agencies, the groups that could apply would include 501c3 nonprofits, schools, municipalities, and religious organizations doing community work in all of the Indiana-Michigan Power Service territory. And we are going to give a preference possibly to projects from Berrien County. If you're looking to apply, you can go to our website, berriencommunity.org, and it's /HOC Earth Day. That's for Heart of Cook Earth Day, HOC Earth Day.
So folks pretty much have just about a month here before the due date shows up on March 10th. Earth Day, just as a reminder, is coming up April 22nd. So make sure that folks get to the website and get the applications in and get those questions answered.
We're just looking forward to reading some great grants. We have an environmental department that's going to be doing all the reading. We have a guy named Blair Zordell. He's our environmental specialist. He's chairing this new Earth Day committee, and his group is going to read these. And I think they're the experts who are going to make the right judgment call as to what's going to be worthy. I know we had a really, really good project last year with the Boys and Girls Club who won the first one. And actually it was the way we did this last year is we wanted to kind of model it. So we didn't take actual applications. We found a project that we thought kind of exemplified, how to bring people close to nature and protect the environment. And the Boys and Girls Club had a whopper of an idea last year, which won it. And you can probably read about it when you go to the website. But again, we want all kinds of ideas, and we're looking for as many as we can get because we want to keep those guys busy reading.
All right. So submit a great story to go along with your grant application with details at berriancommunity.org/HOC Earth Day. Thanks again to Susan and to Bill for being part of the Coast Social Network this morning. It is brought to you by the Mason Jar Cafe in the heart of the Benton Harbor Arts District. Local, organic, farm fresh with 98.3 The Coast.